Today's Amud is Megillah Chaf Chesam and Aleph. We're holding on Chaf Zayin and Mabez, three lines from the bottom, the middle of the line, Sha'alu Talmidav, as Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. So we're continuing the sugya where Talmidim, they asked their various Rebbeim how they were Zaycha to have Arichas Yamim. Each one of the Rebbeim said a different chumras or hidurim that they took upon themselves, and that they attributed their Arichas Yamim to these chumras or these hidurim. And this is really where the Sefer Chasidim is coming from. There's a Sefer Chasidim in Siman Reish Vav, where the Sefer Chasidim writes that if you see a Talmid Chacham who lives, who has Arichas Yamim, so you should know it's because of the different chumras or hidurim that he took upon himself. He's coming from this Gemara. You see that this each Talmud Chacham attributed their Arichas Yamim to these various chumras and hidurim. So says the Gemara, Sha'alu Talmidav as Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. We mentioned Zalfon was the Simon, so this is the Lamed, Rabbi Elazar, the Lamed of Elazar, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. So the Talmidim, they asked Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, Bameh harach te yamim? How are you Zaycha to have Arichas Yamim? In what zchus? So Amar Lahem, so he said back to the Talmidim, that miyamai loyasisi kafandaria lebeis hakenesas. Now they never made a shortcut out of a shul. I never used a shul as a shortcut. Which the Rashba explains in general throughout this entire sugya, each anhaga that the Talmid Chacham says back to the Talmidim, we always have to understand it as a chumrah. It can't be that he was just keeping Maker Adin, keeping what he's supposed to do. That's not a reason that he should be different and have a Arichas Yamim. He's doing what he's supposed to do. L'kach netzarta. Alamai, there was some sort of chumrah in each one of these practices that they said. So what's the chumrah over here? You're not allowed to make a shul. You can't use a shul. You can't make a shortcut out of a shul. So the Rashba over here says that what he means is that even in situations where technically it's mutter to make a shortcut out of a shul, there are certain situations, you say a pasuk maybe, different things you could do, still Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua said that he had a personal chumrah, a sensitivity, that he never made a shortcut out of a shul. V'loi pasati al rashi yam kaddish, I also never stepped on the heads of another yid, meaning even if a room was packed, there were people learning, sitting on the floor and learning, so I never stepped over somebody, even though technically maybe it was mutter, it's bizayin, he didn't want to be mavaza, another yid, he wouldn't step over him. V'loi nasati kapai b'loi bracha. And I didn't dochen, I didn't do berachas kayanim without making a bracha. So this is a hard one. What exactly is the chumrah over here? B'chayra yir zachiv. You're supposed to make a bracha before dochening. So what's this sanhaga that he had that I didn't dochen without making a bracha? So actually the gain in the Bir Agra on Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Haim, Simen Kuf Chav Ches, and Sufyid Gimel, so he brings that there are actually some who learn from this Gemara that really you don't need to make a bracha. You do not need to make a bracha by Berachas Kayanim. This was an hug of Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. Nowadays, that's what everyone does, but that's how someone answer up this Gemara. But it has to be some sort of chumrah that he took upon himself, so that's perhaps one pshat. Shalu Talmidav is Rabbi Preda. So now the Talmidim, they asked Rabbi Preda. Rabbi Preda should sound familiar. He's the famous one in Erevin, Nadal Lamabez, that he taught his Talmidim. He taught his Talmud 400 times, and another 400 times, and his Talmud didn't understand what he was saying. And because of that, the Gemara over there in Erevin says that he was Zaycha Tarichas Yamim. So here the Talmidim, they asked Rabbi Preda, Bameharach the Yamim, they ask him, how are you Zaycha to have Arichas Yamim? So Amar Lahem, so he said to them, that miyamai like hidmani adam abeis hamedrash. Number one is, first of all, you should know that nobody ever got to the base medrash before me. I was always the first one there. Number two, he says, v'loi beirachti lufnei kayin. He says, I never made a bracha before a kayin. I always let the kayin make the bracha. He led the zimun, which we'll see more about this in the Hemshech of the Gemara shortly. And I never ate from a behema before the matanois, before the different things, the parts of the animal that go to the kayin. I never ate from the animal until those matanois were already given out to the kayin. The Amrab Yitzchak, Amrab Yechanan, that it's aser le'echo mi behema shloi hormu matnei seha, that it's aser, you're not allowed to. So Maker Adin, you're not allowed to eat from a behema. You can't start eating the meat. You can't start barbecuing the steak until you first give the matanis to the kayin. However, it's kilu like tevel, just like tevel when you eat from fruits or vegetables before you take off trumas and maisers. You can't eat from the peris. So too, you can't eat from the behema until you give the matanis to the kayin. However, says the Gemara, that's lamaisa, that's not the halacha. You are allowed to eat from the behema before you give it to the kayin, but still Rabbi Preda had that as a chumra. Rabbi Preda was machmer, he had a chumra on himself, that afal pikein, even though technically we pass in its mutter, he was chayshish maybe for the other man damar, he had the sensitivity, and he took on this chumra that he did not eat from the behema until the proper matanis were given to the kayin. Now we mentioned, the chumra that he mentioned before this one was, v'loy berachti lefnei kayin. I didn't bench before a kayin, meaning I let the kayin lead the zimun. So ask the Gemara, l'meimra d'mal yusahi. Well, you mean to tell me that that's a maila? It's a maila to allow the kayin to lead the benching. V'am Rabbi Eichnan, kol tamud chacham, shemivarech lefanav, afilu kayin gadol, but he's an amaretz, a tamud chacham, who defers, and he lets a kayin gadol bench before him, but the kayin gadol's an amaretz, even though he's a kayin gadol, but if he's an amaretz, and the tamud chacham defers, and lets this kayin gadol bench first, oisa tamud chacham chayiv misa, so the tamud chacham is chayiv misa, a tamud chacham comes first, he should not defer to the kayin, even to the kayin Gadol. If he's an Amaretz, the Talmud Chacham is not supposed to defer. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Kol misano yahavu maves." That those who hate the Torah, so they love death. And the Gemara says, "Al tikri misanai ela masni'ai." That those who caused me to be hated, those who caused the Torah to be hated, a Talmud Chacham who defers, it's kilu being like mevaza the Torah. He's causing the Torah to be hated. So that's a very bad thing. He's chayv misa. He's ahavu maves. He loves death, meaning he's chayv misa. So how could Rabbi pray to do this? And more than that, he's even attributing his arichas yamim to the fact that he deferred to the kayin. Well, he's not supposed to defer. He was a huge tamil chacham. How was he deferring to the kayin? So says the Gemara, ki ka'amar ihu b'shavin. That the tamil chacham is not supposed to defer, that's if he's taka a bigger tamil chacham than the kayin. But if they're shavin, if they're the same, if they're on the same level of chachma, so then avada, then the tamil chacham is supposed to defer to the kayin. And that's what Rabbi pray to men when he said, that he always defers. It seems like even though maybe he didn't have to, they were shavin, but he would still defer to the kayin, and he would let the kayin bench first. Now, the kasha on this Gemara is that we just mentioned that we know why Rabbi prayed that was Zaycha Tarichos Yamim. The Gemara in Erevin says it's because of the patience that he had with this Talmud. So why is Rabbi prayed over here saying something different? So Taisus over here says that Rabbi prayed didn't know. Could be he didn't know. He didn't realize that this is why he was Zaychata. He didn't know the Gemara in Erevin. Rabbi Preda didn't know the Gemara in Erevin. He didn't know that the reason why he was Zaychata, the Arichas Yamim, was because of the patience that he had with that Talmud. So he attributed it to these things, or other Rishonim say that maybe it was Taka, a combination of the two. That was one thing that he did. Also these things, everything is Nichnas, everything goes into the Cheshbon of why he was Zaychata, Arichas Yamim. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Shalu Talmidav es Rabbi Nechonya ben Akana. So the Talmidim, they asked Rabbi Nechonya ben Akana, they said, B'maharach deyamim, how are you Zaychat Arichas Yamim? So Amar Lahem, Rabbi Nechonya ben Akana said, Miyamai loy niskabadati beklein chaveri. I never got covered from something, from a maisa, that my friend got embarrassed from it. If he got a busha from that maisa, so I wouldn't take covered from it. We'll see more about this in the Gemara. V'loy alsa amitasi kilas chaveri. And I never went to sleep with angry at my friend. I was always Michael everybody, like we have, Bekir Shalomito. So he was Michael everybody. He said, I was Michael everyone before I went to sleep. And Vatron b'mamayni ha'isi. And I was Mevater with my mom. Very hard thing to do. You feel like someone else owes you money, or is trying to steal money from you. To be Mevater with my money. He said, that's why he was Zaycha Tarichas Yamim. I had a maisa with this actually recently. I had a little something if someone was doing something not so proper. And the maisa, I was in the car with my wife, and we decided, let's be mevater. Hashem runs the world, we'll be mevater. Hashem will take care of us. It was a large sum of money. And the maisa, we decided we're going to be mevater. It wasn't much long later, maybe like an hour later, we got a phone call from someone who was going to help us out with something and promised us money much more than what we mevater. You don't lose for being mevater. And said Rav Nechonya ben Akana, He said, that's how I was zeicha to my arichas yamim, vatran b'mamani ha'yisi. Very hard thing. He said, I was mavatr with my mamun. So says the Gemara. The Gemara is going to go through each one now. So first says the Gemara, l'niskabadeti b'klein chaveri. He says, ki had Rav Huna, like the story with Rav Huna, dari mara akatfe, he was carrying a shovel on his shoulder, and also Rav Chana bar Chaniloi, and Rav Chana bar Chaniloi came to Rav Huna, v'kadari mine, and he took it from him, and he started carrying it for him, he started carrying this shovel for Rav Huna. So Amar Lei, so Rav Huna said to Rav Chana, he said, "I regilas the daris b'masach. If this is what you usually do in your city, you're not makbid on your kavod, I guess, and usually you carry things. So fine, so dare, so you can carry it for me. I'll allow this to happen. However, v'iloi, and if this is not something that you usually do, so iskayure ana bezilusa didach loynichali, that I should get kavod, that I should get this kavod, but the fact that I'm not carrying anything with your busha, that you're carrying my load, that already, that I'm not willing to do. I'm not willing to get covered from something that someone else is going to get busha from. And I never went to sleep upset at my friend." Says the Gemara, "Ki hadu mar zutra, ki have a salak lepurayo." When he was going up on his bed, so Amar, he said, "Shari le lekol man detzaron." He said, as he was going to sleep, he said, "I'm meichel anybody that caused me pain," and he was meichel everyone. And vatram b'mamayni ayisi, I was a mavatar with my mamun. Says the Gemara, interesting tushtal. He says the Gemara says damer mer that Iyov vatram b'mamayni hava, that Iyov was someone that was mavatar with his mamun. And where do we see that he was mavatar? Shayamaniach pruta lechenvani mimamayne, that when you would buy something from the store. So the way it used to be is that if the store owner owed you half a pruta, so there's no half a pruta coin, he would give you an egg, he would give you something that's worth half a pruta. And Iyov was mevater, he said that no, you could just keep the change. It's a different way of using the word vatram b'mamayni than we would typically understand, but that's what he said. He would tell the store owner you could keep the change, and like that he was mevater with his mama. Shal Rabbi Kiva Shabbi Nechunya Agadol. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Nechunya Hagadol. So he said to him, "B'maharachta yamim." He said, "How are you zayicha tarichas yamim?" Now that could be understood as a very negative thing, like how are you zayicha tarichas yamim? Like it doesn't seem like you should be the type of person that should be zayicha tarichas yamim. Or it could just be he's coming to learn from him. How are you zayicha tarichas yamim? I want to learn from you. Lamaisa, the Rabbi Nechunya's Gabayim, they understood like the first way we just said. They understood Rabbi Kiva was coming to rip on Rabbi Nechunya HaGadol. How are you Zaycha Tarichas Yamim? That doesn't make sense. You shouldn't be Zaycha Tarichas Yamim. So Asu Gavze, so the Gabayim of Rabbi Nechunya HaGadol, they came, the Kamachule, and they started hitting Rabbi Kiva. What are you doing talking to our Rebbe like that? Lamaisa Salik, Rabbi Kiva ran away, he went up, and Yosef Aresha the Dikla, and he started sitting on the top of a tree, climbed up a tree, not the way you typically picture a Rabbi Kiva, a Tana, climbing up a tree, sits on top, and Amar Lei, and Rabbi Kiva, he continues his conversation to Rabbi Nechunya HaGadol, and he says to Rabbi Nechunya HaGadol, he says, "Rabbi, im nemar keves, lama nemar echad? Why does it say keves echad? That you have to bring as a carbon one keves. Keves, by definition, is Lashon Yachid, it means one, so why does the Torah say echad?" That was the kasha that he asked Rabbi Nechunya HaGadol. So Amar Lehu, so when Rabbi Nechunya HaGadol, when he heard this question, so he chapped, "Oh, Rabbi Kiva is a Talmud Chacham." So Amar Lehu, so he said to the Gaboyim, he said, "So Rabbi Mirabananu, this person's a young budding Talmud Chacham, Shafku, let him go. He's not coming to be Mekater, he's not coming to start up with me. He's asking a sincere question. He's clearly a Talmud Chacham." In the meantime, first he answered him about this question, why does it say Keves Echad? So Amar Lehu, he said to him that echad means miyuchad shebe'edra. Echad doesn't mean one in this context. Echad means that it's a special one. It has to be a special keves. That's the halacha. So now about this that Rabbi Kiva asked him how he was zaycha tarichas yamim. So Amar Lei, he explained that miyamai lo kibalti matanis. Number one, I was never mekabel matanis. I never took presents from people. I didn't take free gifts. V'lo yamadati al midaisai. And I was not oimed on my midos, means that I was relaxed if someone did something to me. So I was meichel. I wasn't so medactic with others. And vatran b'mamayni ayisi. And I was also not medactic with my money. I was mevater with my mamun. Like Kibalti Matana, he says the Gemara going through each one now that I didn't receive gifts. Kihad the Rabbi Lazar, like Rabbi Lazar said, Kihava Mishadru Le Matana is Mibe Nisiya. When he would, when his in-laws would send him different matanais, so lo yahav ashako, so he didn't take the present. I wouldn't necessarily recommend anyone does this with their in-laws, but that was Rebbe Lazar's anhaga, that when his in-laws would send him something, so he would say no thank you. And says the Gemara, ki yahav mezamni lei, when they would invite him over, lo yahav azel, he would say no thank you, I'm not coming, you want me to come over for a suda, you want to give me free food? No, no thank you. Amar lahu, and he would tell them, he would tell his in-laws, lo nichu luchu de'echya, what, you're trying to kill me? You don't want me to live? Dechsev, the pasuk says, sayin matanais yichya, one who hates presents, he lives. If you give me presents and I take them, so that's mashma, then it won't be yichya. So he says, that's why I can't take your presents, because sayin matanais yichya. Says the Gemara that Reb Zeira, ki have a mishadru le mibe nesia, lo yahav ashako. Reb Zeira was maskim to this first half of the anhaga of Reb Elazar. He says that when his in-laws would send him presents, so he wouldn't take the present, because soyna matanis yechya. However, ki have a mizamni le, when they would invite him over to their house to have a suda with them, so then azel, then he would go. Ah, what's happened to soyna matanis yechya? Amar, irrational, he reasoned, he said, that is yakure de misyakribi, that they're coming to get honor from me. Meaning when I'm coming over, it's not them giving me honor. They're getting the kavod, the fact that I'm eating by them. So sometimes giving, sometimes taking is actually giving. So in this way, he was taking, but it was really a giving, and therefore he held that that's not included in Sonam HaTanas Yechya. Now continuing on the different anhagais of Rabbi Nechunya HaGadol, so he said, V'lo yamaniti amidaisai, he says, I wasn't so strict when people with people, when they did things to me, I wasn't so strict with them. Da'amai Rava, kol ha-mavir amidaisav, mavirin mimenu kol pshav. That anybody who's mavir amidaisav, he's relaxed, he's not medactic with others when they do things to him, so mavirin mimenu kol pshav, so he'll be nimchal for his different averis. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, naisei avayin v'ayver al-pesha. And so Chazal darsha from this pasuk, lemi naisei avayin, it says Hashem forgives. Who does Hashem act with this midah of naisei avayin? That he forgives your averis to Ivar al Pesha, Lamisha Ivar al Pesha, to a person that he's Mavar al Midaisav, that he's Ivar al Pesha. When people do things to him, he's Mevater, he's not medactic with them. That type of person, Hashem is also not medactic with him, and Hashem is Michael him. Says the Gemara that Shaul Rebbe is Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. So Rebbe asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, "Bama harach the yamim? How are you zayicha tarichas yamim?" So this time it's not Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha's gaboyim; it's Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha himself. He says, "Amar lei." He says to Rebbe, "What you asking me? How am I zayicha tarichas yamim? What katzta bechayai? Are you upset at the fact that I'm living so long? You're angry at my life. You don't like it that I'm living so long." So Amar lei. So Rebbe says, "No. That's not what's going on over here. Amar lei Rebbe, no." I just want to learn from your anhagas. I want to learn what it is that you were zaycha to have a richas yamin. So, if that's the case, Amar Lei, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha said to Rebbe, that number one, miyamai lo nistakalti b'demus adam rasha. I never stared at the face of a person who's a rasha. And what's the makar for such anhaga? Adam Rabbi Eichanan. It's also lo adam listakel b'tzel demus adam rasha. That's also for a person to look at the face of a rasha. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Lule pnei Yoishafad Melch Yehuda ani naiseim abed elecha imareka." So this is when Elisha he's talking to Yehoram, and he says, "If not for the fact that Yoishafad, who is the Melech, that he was with you now, so I wouldn't look up because you're a Rasha. I don't want to look at your face." So you see that's a makar. You're not supposed to look at the face of a Rasha. Rabbi Lazar Amar, that ain't of Kehais, that a person who looks at a Rasha, so his eyes will be weakened, his eyesight will diminish. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Vayehi kizakin Yitzchak v'tichena ain't of Merois. That Yitzchak, as he got older, so he lost his eyesight. Why? Misham distako be'esav Rasha, because he stared at his son at Esav Rasha, that's why he lost his eyesight. Ask the Gemara, v'hagar malei. The reason that was, the thing that was gairim, that Yitzchak Avinu lost his eyesight, is because he stared at Esav. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, we had this earlier on, Tezvav Amin Aleph, Rabbi Yitzchak said, that lo'aylam alti kill as hedyit kala be'inacha, that you shouldn't treat lightly the curse of even a hedyit, shaharei Avimelech kilu lasara, Avimelech gave Sarah a curse, that she should, the v'niskayim bizarra, and if it was fulfilled by her children, shenemar, what was the curse? Avimelech said to Sarah, she said to her, Hinei hu lach kesusei nayim, that this should be a covering for your eyes, that the jewelry should be a covering for your eyes, but it's also understood as going blind, al tikri kesus eleksias einayim, a covering that she should go blind. And that's what, and the curse was fulfilled by Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu was taka blind at the end of his life. So you see that this memra attributes Yitzchak's blindness to Avimelech's curse. Says the Gemara, Havaha Garmalei. Zev ze Gairim. There are both causes. There was Avimelech's curse. That was one Gairim. There was another Gairim, the fact that he stared at Esav's face. Rava Amar Mehacha. Rava says, you see, a makar for this inyan from the following pasuk. The pasuk says, Se'es Penei Rasha Leitav. So it says, Lahadia, to look at the face of a Rasha is not good. Bishas Petirasai, by the Petira of Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, so Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, he said to Rabbi, before he was Amar Lei, Rabbi, Barcheni, so Rabbi said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, he said to him, before Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha was Nifter, he said, Rabbi Barcheni, give me a bracha. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha said back to Rabbi, Yehi Ratzon Shetagia Lechatzi Yomai, that you should be Zaycha to reach even half of my lifetime. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha was Zaycha to Arichas Yomim, he gave Rabbi a bracha, you should be Zaycha to live half of my lifetime. So Rabbi says to Rishu ben Karcha, Ulkuhu lai, you're not going to give me a bracha that should be zaycha to live like your whole lifetime? So Amar lai, so Rishu ben Karcha explained that no, that's not much of a bracha, because that boy, macharecha, behema yiru, what, your children, those that come after you, they should just remain shepherds? Meaning Rabbi came, was the family of the Nisim, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, and therefore his children were the next in line to become the Nisim. If Rabbi would be zaycha to arichas yamim, his children would just remain shepherds, they would never get a chance to be the Nasi. So that's why he said that that's for you, that's not much of a bracha, but you should be zeicha to reach half of my lifetime. Avua bar ihi, umen yamin bar ihi, chad amar, one of them said, Tesi li delay estako bekusi, that I deserve credit because of the fact that I never stared at the kusi, really it's, should say, begai, the censor. But I never stared at the face of a guy. The chad amar, the other one said, that Tesi li delay avdi shutfis bahadi guy, that I deserve credit because I never entered a partnership with a guy. So, similar, came off this idea of not looking at a Rasha, so they applied similar ideas with a guy. Now says the Gemara, Shalu Tamid of Rabbi Zeira, the Tamid of Rabbi Zeira, B'meh harach de yamim, how are you Zaycha tarichas yamim? So Amar Lehem, so Rabbi Zeira said to them, it's because mi yamai lo hikpadati b'toich besi. I never had a hakpada inside my house, I mean even at a time where I'm supposed to show anger and different things like that, l'maisa, I was never actually upset, even inside the house. V'loi tza'adati b'pnei misha gadol mimenu, and I never walked in front of somebody who was greater than me, I guess even at a time where it was technically permissible to do such a thing, Lamaisa, he was makbid not to walk in front of an Adam Gadol, but her harti b'mevuais hatunafais, and I never thought in Torah in a place that was dirty. The Rashba explains that Reb Zeira held like Reb Yochanan, and Brachais and Chafdal Amabez, who says that Ba'atam you're allowed to learn Torah and Mekaimais and Mevuais HaMetunafais. He says you just have to cover your mouth and read Kriya Shema, and still Rabbi Zeira was makbid about this. I never walked 4 amos without Torah, without learning, without wearing my tefillin. I never slept in the base medrash, not a real sleep and not even a nap. Meaning the chiddush is that a real sleep that you're not allowed to do. But even a shenas arai, I was makbid not to sleep in the base medrash. I never took joy from the downfall of my friend, meaning what it means is that even there was, if it was something that was my benefit, not that he was rejoicing at the fact that his friend fell, but even if his friend falling was something that was really something which led to something that he benefited from, he wouldn't take joy from it, because being that it was caused by Tekalas Chaveri, so Lo Sasti, I didn't rejoice. Karati L'Chaveri B'Chani Chasai, and I never called my friend with b'chachinasoi, both things that mean different types of names, either a nickname or his last name. I never called my friend by a nickname or his last name. I always called him by his actual name.